I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Her name is Mary Kay Cabot. She's from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, and she joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Mary Kay. How are you today?
Hi, Mary Kay.
I'm fine, guys. I'm great. How you doing?
We are doing good. Riddle me this. Ready? You are more looking forward to covering regular OTA press conferences or the softball game over the weekend for Jarvis Landry and his charity?
Well, I don't know exactly how it's all going to shake out yet, but, you know, I think the softball game might be kind of exciting, actually, because so many players will be there, and it'll be the first time that we'll be getting a chance to see Jarvis and Odell and Baker and Miles and everybody in the same place in sort of a little bit more of an informal setting, and they're going to be having a lot of fun, and it's going to be great for the fans to be there and witness all of this. So I would have to say, you know, just from, you know, an enjoyment standpoint, I think that would be more fun.
Mary Kay, riddle me this. What is the advantage, or is there no advantage or whatever, the purpose of the offensive guys meeting during the week of OTAs in their satellite office in Austin, Texas, as opposed to coming here to Berea and going to camp?
Yeah, right now there are OTAs going on in Berea, and there are ATAs, Austin team activities going on. So, yeah, there are kind of dueling practices going on. But I think there are a couple things at play, and we haven't had a chance to obviously ask the offensive players about this yet, and we will, but if they let us talk about stuff like that. But I think that one of the things is, you know, they're trying, there's a show of solidarity here with their starting center, J.C. Treader, who spearheaded the movement to try to get NFL players to skip these in-person voluntary workouts in the name of health and safety, and also taking back control of their off season. They are voluntary workouts, and he's just being very protective of that and their time. The other thing is, when you show up right now for OTAs, depending on your status, your health status at the moment, you know, some guys have to be tested every day. Some guys have to be tested once a week. You know, there are quarantine rules in place. You know, we did see that there was, in the first week of full OTAs, they had some guys that were contact traced and had to go home and see what that was going to be all about. So they don't have to deal with any of that right now. They're in Austin, Texas. It's an open state. They can get on a boat together. They can go to a cookout together. They can go to a restaurant. They don't have to be tested. They don't have to be quarantined. And they can just kind of do what they want. They can also run the workouts exactly how they want them. And, you know, they can go at their own pace. They can do whatever they want. So I just think these are some of the things. But, you know, number one, it's probably, you know, we promised JC we were going to have his back, and we're going to live up to that.
When you say run the workouts the way they want to, meaning the players or Kevin, the way Kevin would want them run, I don't know. If you're Kevin Stefanski, what do you think, and how do you keep the – I don't want to say keep the peace, but stay calm, cool, and collective, which we've seen him do for a better part of a year now, knowing that you've got kind of this offense here, defense there thing.
Well, what I meant by that is those guys can shape the practice that they have, the practices that they have in Austin, any way that they want to. I mean, they're okay. Doing them on their own, so they can do whatever they want. I mean, if they want to run, you know, 15 go routes, they can run 15 go routes. But I think basically what they're doing is they're taking what they learned last year. And then these guys, let's not forget this, these guys have been on Zoom calls and they have been in virtual meetings with Kevin Stefanski and their coaches throughout the entire offseason program. at least most of them have. So they're taking what they've learned in the installation via Zoom and putting it out onto the grass. So they are actually practicing what they're going to need for the season. And I think they're getting something out of it. And the thing to remember here, the thing that everyone does need to remember, is that these are voluntary workouts in Berea. And therefore, you know, you really do have to remember that they have a right not to attend them. And I think that's what JC is trying to push.
Can I go big picture on a couple of things that I'd love your opinion on this, and not OTAs, just in general about the Browns since 1999, and there's been so little continuity. It finally seems like we have a crew that everybody can have some belief in, and there's going to be some continuity here, Mary Kay. But since the team came back in 99, is there a coach that you thought got the rawest deal of the bunch? Of any of the coaches who came back and maybe deserved a longer run, or it didn't work out because of reasons out of his control?
Well, I actually do think that 1 year for Rob Chudzinski was a little bit of a quick hook there. I think he had some really good potential as a head coach, and he just landed here at a time when the circumstances just weren't right. The climate just wasn't right for that to happen. But that's one that I do look back on and wonder. I think he had potential to be, a really good NFL head coach if he had been given the opportunity to just, stick around a little bit longer, maybe hire some different people and have some different players.
How about a quarterback? Was there one quarterback before Baker that you thought, yeah, this is the guy they can build with? Let's see where this goes. With me, it was DeShone Kizer. Obviously, that's been no secret. I didn't think that worked out real well, and maybe it wouldn't have. I thought he was kind of rushed a little bit. But was there one quarterback you thought, Mary Kay, that would be the guy here, and it just didn't work?
I cannot honestly say that I think that's the case. The only quarterback that I can point to that I sort of feel that I do feel that way about is Tim Couch. I think that Tim Couch just was dealt such a horrible hand in terms of not being protected, not having supporting cast. The number one thing they needed to do was give him a good offensive line, and they just let him get killed. I mean, game after game after game, and it hurt and destroyed his career, basically.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He had concussions and other injuries and so many things. I mean, he was just in an absolute no-win situation. I think in today's game, if he were plopped into the NFL, that he would have been a good quarterback and had a decent career. I mean, he did the best he could with what he had back then, and it wasn't very much at all.
Mary Kay, who was there? Yeah, I know you had a little story on this, but so who showed up yesterday that was new, and who isn't there? I don't know. Can you give us some kind of attendance count?
Well, you know what? I don't know. The numbers are probably close to what they were last week, which was about 55 players. There might be a little bit more than that right now, but it's probably somewhere around there. And we do know, just because of their own photos and posts, that Jedrick Wills Jr., he came. John Johnson is there. Troy Hill came this week. Those guys weren't there last week. And then there are some guys that were there last week that probably aren't there this week. And we'll know more about that when we go to practice tomorrow. Hopefully the weather will hold up for us. So there might be some guys, but the some teams don't even let you report who is there and who is not. I know the Steelers are like that, and I don't know who else. But, some teams don't even do that because, once again, these are voluntary, and you're not supposed to be judged for being there or for not being there. You should be able to come and go as you please. If you want to be there 1 week and not show up the next week, that's okay. And I think that people need to remember that. It doesn't mean that you don't have a commitment. I mean, look at what Odell Beckham Jr. has been able to do in his rehab away from here and how far he's come in 6 months, because he knows how to take care of his body and he knows how to work with his own trainers and he knows how to get himself ready for a season. So everybody will be here for the mandatory mini camp next week. But these voluntary workouts, I think we just have to be a little cautious about, just passing judgment on people who are here or aren't here.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay, I keep looking at this roster, and I think anybody who follows the Browns is always thinking, okay, what do we add? What do they need? Whatever. I don't know that you need to add anything. I don't know that they need anything. But we keep doing it. Is there something you would add to this team before training camp starts or before the regular season starts? Let's put it that way.
Well, there is one player that I would add if I could, and that is Sheldon Richardson. I wrote about that over the weekend, that there is, you know, he's still on the radar. That door has not closed yet. Don't know for sure if it's going to happen. There are other teams that are interested in Sheldon Richardson, but there is still a chance he could end up back here, and I think it would be great for the Browns on so many different levels, including just leadership. Players love him. I mean, coaches really like him. He sets a nice tone. He also has a little bit, he's very old school. He's very, very old school. He does things sort of the old-fashioned way. He would have fit in very well with those AFC championship games of the Bernie Kosar years. He would have fit in well with that group. That's just the kind of player that he is. And I think he kind of found a home here, and I think it would be a great fit. That would be one heck of a defensive line if you had Miles, Sheldon, Malik Jackson, or Andrew Billings, and Jadeveon Clowney.
Do you think it happens?
You know, I don't know what – I can't put a percentage on it at this point. All I know is that I'm saying that there's a chance. And
okay.
I know that the Browns would like to have him. And really, it's up to him at this point to decide. I mean, he's got some interest from other teams. So he has to weigh the money, the location, the opportunity, and those kinds of things.
That'd be fabulous, Mary Kay. I agree with you. If you put him in with Malik and Andrew Billings and Jordan Elliott coming up, then the interior of that line goes along with the outside of that line. That would be a lot of fun. Really would.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of depth there right now. And as I was saying on a podcast yesterday, that, someone's going to have to, like, have some kind of little hangnail or something that's going to have to land them on some kind of a list for this season if they want to keep all of these guys. Because they've got some really good players, really good young players at this position now, lots of nice depth, and it could turn out to be a numbers game, so they're going to have to find a way to keep everybody.
Mary Kay, last question from me at least. And can you help Menigan here, because he's going to need therapy really soon on this. Where will Aaron Rodgers land as he's officially a holdout right now with the Packers? Where do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be this season?
You know what? That is a great question. I really don't know, but he is on the schedule right now for the Browns, and that makes for a really, really difficult victory for the Browns. So wherever he ends up, they will have to hope that it's not on their schedule.
All right, good answer. Fair enough. Menigan, that gives Menigan hope, just so you know that, to think that he can sign up to Green Bay. So,
yeah, I don't know where that one's going to go. It's still such a bizarre situation to think that he's not going to be in Green Bay. It's very hard to fathom that. But think of the big-name quarterbacks like him, almost all of them, have ended their careers elsewhere. I mean, Brett Favre did. Peyton Manning did. Tom Brady did. So there is plenty of precedence for those guys moving on.
There it is. Danny, okay? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, she said there's precedence of him moving on. Yeah, that could be this year. Could be in 2022. I got a feeling it's 22. He's playing this year.
Oh, right, yeah.
We're very concerned about
that. He's going to look good in that blue helmet.
Mary Kay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
Sorry you got caught in the middle of the family dispute, Mary Kay.
Sorry, Mary Kay.
That's okay. Take care, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.